You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday, in the Arizona State Legislature, a bill came out of committee. It wasn't in there very long. Most bills of this nature are shelved in committee and never come out. This one breezed through committee, and now it goes up before the full House of the Arizona State Legislature. It was introduced by Representative Johnson, who is a woman, wonderful woman. In my estimation, a very brave woman. The bill states that Arizona will secede from the Union and become a sovereign nation if the federal government declares martial law, which negates the laws of the states. In other words, if the federal government declares martial law and attempts to take over the entire country, Arizona will secede from the Union and become a sovereign nation. That's the bill. I don't know if it'll pass, but it's in the, that's one of the things I love about the state of Arizona, is this is a patriot state. This is a gun state. This is a freedom state. This is a state where people still appreciate, understand, respect, and love the precepts upon which this nation was founded, the principles and ideals which has made this the greatest nation ever to exist upon the face of this earth until recent years. We're in a skid now, going downhill away from those things. But here in Arizona, that spirit still prevails. We still love freedom. Love freedom. I don't know how many of you have been to our website recently, but if you haven't been recently, you better get your little cyber selves there. Get your little cyber selves to williamcooper.net now. You'll be amazed at the changes. We have an instant replay for the Hour of the Time. For instance, 2 hours after this broadcast ends tonight, this program that you're listening to now will be on the Internet. And you'll be able to listen to it. And we will only have 4 programs on there. So Monday, as Monday's program goes on the net, last Monday's program will come off. Will come off the net. So there will always be the last 4 broadcasts will be on the net as the instant replay. If you have a low-power FM micro broadcasting station, feel free to broadcast the Hour of the Time right off the Internet. Broadcast it right off the Internet. Yeah, you'll be a couple hours late. You may even want to do it the next day, but so what? The important thing is that it's being broadcast. Pretty soon we're going to have... well, just go to the website and check it out. WilliamCooper.net. It is the number one premium site on the entire Internet for news. You'll find links to news articles on our website. You won't find anywhere else. Anywhere else, period. Period. And we go through it all. all over the world. Articles from papers and news outlets and media all over the world, plus what we write ourselves. And we guarantee that what you get on our website is the truth. It's always the truth, always. And so you don't have to worry about that. But just to be on the safe side, I will give you our standard admonition, which I hope that you will continue to follow, those of you who have followed it. Listen to everyone. Read everything. Believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. Which means just because it's posted on our website and just because I'm telling you it's the truth does not mean that you should accept that. That's how that we got in this position that we're in today, by trusting and believing that people we thought represented us and were supposed to be doing the job that we thought they were doing. We're not. They lied to us. They've been lying to us for many years. So don't trust me either. Don't trust anybody. Always check it out. But go there, williamcooper.net. 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 And you'll be amazed at what you're going to find there. Don't go away. I'll be right back because tonight I'm going to pop your bubble. I'm just going to pop it. I'm going to have no mercy. Well, we're ready now, folks. We're going to take your calls, and what I want to hear is who you're going to vote for, and I want to hear who you're going to vote for and why. 520-333-4578. This is necessary, to be quite honest, to set you up for what I'm going to reveal to you pretty shortly. But don't worry, you're not going to be embarrassed when you call. I just need to know who you're going to vote for and why. And I think that tonight's broadcast is going to be so eye-opening, so revealing, so shocking to you that it's going to be worth every single second that you're going to spend listening to this broadcast tonight and participating. 520-333-4578 is the number. I want you to call. I'm just going to ask you some simple questions, and I don't care how you answer them, yes or no or anything like that. It's just to set the mood for what's going to follow. And you don't have to say what your name is or anything at all. Just call, tell me who you're going to vote for, and why. And I might ask you a couple of questions about that, and then we're going to move on to the next caller. So the number is 520-333-4578. It's absolutely necessary that you participate in this little experiment here. And you'll find out why a little later in the broadcast, and you'll be glad that you participated and that we all learned something, because what you're going to learn is so important for the health, for the mental health of each and every single one of us, and to understand what's happening here. You see, because most people really don't. They haven't got a clue. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're going to take your calls for a little bit, and then I'm going to shut off the phones, and then we're going to go into the meat of the broadcast, which you are going to find revelatory. Good evening. You're on the air.
Okay, I'll bite here.
Well, you don't. You're not biting on anything. There's no trick to this. I'm not gonna trap you or embarrass you or hurt you or anything like that. Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
Well, I was leaning towards voting for a wrestler, any wrestler, until Alan Keyes came along.
Wrestler. What do you mean by wrestler?
Wrestler. Hulk Hogan. The Rock, it didn't matter who, anybody but Clinton, more or less, or the Democrats, the Republicans.
You were just going to write a name in.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
But Alan Keyes has impressed me, with his, he's just an articulate man. But then I got to ask myself, what do I know about him? And then last night, he said, what has he done? Not what has he said, but what has he done? And I really don't know. I am leaning towards Keyes, but the other thing that bothers me about him is that Hitler was also very articulate and, very good speaker and very good at, getting people to hear his message and stuff. I'd have to say I'm leaning towards Keyes.
I like the fact that you made that connection between articulation and double cross. Doesn't mean that that's always the way it is, but Hitler was absolutely mesmerizing when he got up on a podium and began to speak.
And that's the way Keith comes across. Not in the same vein as Clinton. I mean, Clinton to me has the way Hitler would do the pageantry and the flags and all this. Clinton has always just reminded me of that, especially with
symbolism.
The symbolism.
No substance.
Using our national monuments as backdrops and things like that. But I am leaning towards Keyes.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to thank you for your participation and your contribution.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
520-333-4578. That's right, folks. Watch what they do. Look at how they vote in the Congress and what they've done in their home state and stuff like that. And don't listen to what they say, because that's never, ever, ever goes along with what they're actually doing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Turn your radio off.
Okay, I'm doing that right now. Yeah, I'm going to be voting for Howard Phelps for the Constitution Party, also known as the U.S. Taxpayers Party. And they're pretty much pro-constitutionalists and so forth, and they believe in getting us out of the U.N.
Uh-huh.
And also abolishing the Federal Reserve and going back to the gold supply.
Okay.
And going back to the gold center.
Yeah. And you think if enough people vote for them, that they'll get elected?
Well, it's just a matter of... there's got to be some kind of organized opposition. I'm a member of the John Birch Society.
Yeah, but
we're basically like an education-oriented organization.
Excuse me, though. You didn't answer my question. Do you think that if enough people vote for them, they'll get elected?
Eventually, I would think that it's possible, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. I need your input, folks. You got to help out on this. You'll find out why later. Good evening. You're on the air. Yeah.
Hey, bless you. Listen, I talked to Alan Keyes' party today. I'm in North Carolina.
I need to know who you're going to vote for and why.
Well, I told him I want to see Alan Keyes run for vice president with John McCain.
Yeah, but who are you going to vote for and why?
John McCain, but okay. I want to see Alan Keyes as vice president.
That's not what I'm asking you. Why are you going to vote for John McCain?
Because I like what he says.
Okay.
He looks pretty conservative and solid.
Okay. And
of course, if it came down to the wire, I would vote for any Republican over Al Gore.
Okay.
You know, Al Gore, he killed 7 enemy soldiers in Vietnam. He bored them to death.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. Now, do you believe that if enough people vote for John McCain, that he'll get elected to the White House?
Yes, I think he will.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. 520-333-4578 is the number. I need you to call. Tell me who you're going to vote for and why. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
I'm not voting.
You're not voting? Why?
No. Because the president isn't elected by popular vote.
Okay. That's a good reason. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
520-333-4578 is the number. Who are you going to vote for and why? Or if you're not going to vote, why? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Fine.
I have an answer for your question.
Okay, I need you to talk a lot louder. Put that phone right in front of your mouth and just speak up.
I'm sorry, I'm on a cell phone. My computer's tied up with
That's
your internet broadcast.
It's okay, you still talk louder.
Okay, is that better?
That's a little better.
Okay. I personally think it's going to come down to a draw between...
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you who you're going to vote for and why.
Probably Bush, but it's not going to make any difference anyway.
But why are you going to vote for Bush?
Because I can't, with a clear conscience, vote for Al Gore. And it's already been decided that Gore is going to be the president anyway by the Bilderbergers, who are the people in charge. So that's about the bottom line. We really don't have a choice.
Okay, and... But do you believe if enough people really voted for Bush that he'd be elected?
No, I don't, because popular vote is no longer accepted and has not been for a number of years, which I learned before I started listening to you in 1993. And the electoral colleges are the ones who put the person in office. Clinton did not win by popular vote last time.
Okay.
And Gore is going to be your next president. As you said on your broadcast the other night, I firmly believe that.
Well, what I'm... Okay.
And why I'm going to vote for Bush is I just can't with a clear conscience vote for somebody that's been associated with Bill Clinton.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 520-333-4578 is the number. Who are you going to vote for? Why? Or if you're not going to vote, why? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Article 2.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, who are you going to vote for and why?
It doesn't really matter, Bill. I don't have a say. Electoral college.
So you're saying that you're not going to vote. Is that correct?
For the president? No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And why is it so hard for you guys to understand what I'm saying? All I want to hear from you is who you're going to vote and why. And then if I ask you a question, I would like for you to answer that question. This, that's what we're trying to do here. Good evening, you're on the air.
I'm going to vote for George W. Bush.
Okay.
Because Al Gore and Bill Bradley make me sick to my stomach, and I throw up every time I see him or hear him, and I think Bush might not be his father.
Might not. Okay.
Bye. Bye.
That's the first time I ever heard that. It caught me by surprise. It's pretty funny, actually. 520-333-4578. Unfortunately, he looks too much like George Bush to not be his son. The resemblance is he's Bush's son. There's no doubt about it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill, I'm not going to vote.
Okay.
And the reason is because I'm sick and tired of legitimizing their little fraudulent little scams.
Okay, that's a good one.
Have a good night.
Thank you for calling. That's the most intelligent reason for not voting I've ever heard in my life. And it's absolutely the truth. That's why in communist nations, they force you to vote even though there's one candidate running. Because if everybody in the country votes for him, You can't complain about what he does. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I tell you what, I'm at the point I think I'm going to vote for Al Gore, because I say, you know, let's just get the trouble over with, you know, and I think Gore will expedite it.
Okay.
I think a Gore election pushes it up, and I think a Bush one pushes it back.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. This is it's actually getting a little bit fun. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Cooper. Who I would vote for is Mr. Keyes and Mr. Pat Buchanan.
Okay. Which one is president? I assume you're talking about them on the same ticket?
Well, I would like to see... Mr. Keyes I do like, because he's instituting, once again, the Constitution of this great United States of this country.
Or at least that's what he says.
Well, at least that's what he is promoting as, because none of the other candidates are coming up forward to talk about the issues at hand. They keep giving us this baloney.
Uh-huh. Do you ever check on Alan Keyes' record as ambassador to the United Nations?
Yes, I've looked into it briefly. I don't have too much information because I'm out here in Long Beach, California.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you have libraries, and you have a telephone, and you have access to the Internet, and you can get the voting record of every member of the United Nations, and you can see what Alan Keyes supported while he was the ambassador to the United Nations and what he didn't support. Very easy to do.
But with the candidates that we have running, is all a bunch of hocus-pocus once again. I don't know really who to look to because the Democrats are just as bad as the Republicrats. They're all one of the same. And they want to get us into warfare, which I believe is going to happen with Taiwan coming up in May.
Oh, hell with Taiwan. It's going to happen right here in this country.
Well, but that's going to be the instigation of everything. And being out here in Long Beach, what a lot of people don't understand is we have a lot of the Chinese people coming here in street clothes with cellular telephones. Now, what's that all about?
I don't know. But
right.
if I was there, I'd ask them.
Well, that's what I'm a communications engineer myself, Mr. Cooper, and my belief is that they're going to start cutting the lines. Whether it be fiber optic, satellite communications.
Well, we're getting way off track.
It may be. Yeah. But I don't have anyone else really to look forward to in this particular race.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. We can do this for about 8 more minutes. I'm going to play some music. And then I'm going to open your eyes. Wide open, and prop baseball bats under them so they won't be closed again. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I'm going to vote for Bush.
Okay. Why?
He has the greater possibility of going up against Gore, if anybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we have no direct impact on who gets president, symbolically we do, in the sense that, okay, I voted for him. He's going to have to answer to me at least a little bit. That's kind of the reason why I participate in the presidential voting. At least somebody's heard from me one way or another, symbolically.
Okay.
And other than that, I may not like him the best, but he has the best way of going against Gore. And he's probably a little bit better than some of the other candidates.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. Need your call. Want to know who you're going to vote for and why you're going to vote for that person. Good evening. You're on the air.
William.
Yes, sir.
Scott from New York.
Hi, Scott.
I had to log off to call, so I might go over ground already covered. At the outset, there's a choice. If you vote, you tend to legitimate the regime, and, of course, you have no confidence that it's going to be counted right. But I say vote, from my perspective. So then when you look at the crop this year, Alan Keyes is the only one that's uttering anything close to the truth and articulating any of the ideas that I'm for. So I say vote for him and make it a poll, in a sense. at least there's a percentage in front of the public's eye of people who agree with the man.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. And just want to hear from you and know who you're going to vote for and why. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Fine.
This is Dave from Wisconsin.
Hi, Dave. I need you to talk louder, Dave.
Okay. If my vote even counted, I wouldn't vote for any of the two that are running right now. So.
Who would you vote for? You know, there's a space where you can write somebody in.
Oh, I guess I didn't think of that. I won't even vote because my vote don't count.
So you're not going to vote because your vote doesn't count?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
520-333-457. I know there's a lot of people out there shaking their heads on every answer that we've had here. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, afternoon, that is. I was going to vote for Alan Keyes, but I'm going to write in Michael New's name now.
Michael New? Okay.
Because Alan Keyes said that he should be court-martialed for not wearing the union uniform.
Somebody is paying attention, huh?
And he is the only young man.
Now, why do you think Alan Keyes said that if he's really against the United Nations like he says he is?
Yeah, I know. He's an insider. Pat Buchanan. I voted for Pat Buchanan every primary he's ever been in.
Yeah, you feel kind of betrayed?
Yes, I do. See, I'm a son of a Confederate veteran, and he speaks this speak in all the southern states, and he gets us all riled up, and we listen to him, and we run to the polls and vote for him, and we get Clinton.
That's because you're listening to him and not studying his history and what he's done and what he really stands for.
Absolutely.
You have to understand that in this country today, not one single honest, legitimate patriot could ever have a column carried by newspapers all over this country.
Oh, absolutely.
Or be a co-host on the firing line.
Absolutely.
Or anything else like that in the establishment media.
Will you run for president?
Will I run for president?
Yes, sir.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not in this country today.
Oh,
I wouldn't stand a chance of going two blocks from it. They'd kill me real quick.
I understand.
And I'm not afraid of dying. It just would be a futile gesture.
Oh, I understand.
I will be a better person leading troops in a battle than I will be dead trying to run for president.
Well, a martyr accomplishes nothing except, to me.
Well, that's not true. A martyr forms tremendous political movements.
Right.
What do you think, you ever hear of Nelson Mandela?
Yes, sir.
South Africa would never have fallen if they had not put Nelson Mandela in prison 50 years ago.
Well, I know. And nobody understands that he was in prison for throwing a hand grenade on a school bus.
Yeah.
You know, they don't tell you that.
But he became a martyr for the communist blacks in Africa, and South Africa is now a communist country with a communist leader because the South African government made Nelson Mandela a martyr.
Yeah.
And if they hadn't done that, just none of it would have ever happened. Now, I'm not saying that apartheid was right. I'm against racism. I don't care how it is. I'm just stating a fact of how that country came to fall.
Another question. I'm in North Carolina.
We don't have time for that. We need to get on and get other people in here.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. 520-333-4578. Who are you going to vote for and why? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm going to pencil myself in.
First, I need you to put your mouth in front of your phone and talk real loud, please.
I'm going to pencil myself in.
Okay. And why?
Because I'm the only one I can trust to restore constitutional government.
Well, that sounds like a damn good reason to me. Thanks very much for your input. It really does, folks. Okay, phones are closed. The phones are now closed, so stay tuned. I'm going to really shock some of you. It's going to be a revelation here.
Living.
Poor fools living under the delusion that the president cares what he thinks. And as you know, as bad as that may sound, it's absolutely true. I want you to all listen to me very carefully. You are being led into an illusion that the popular vote elects the president. The purpose of that is to convince you that this nation is a democracy, which it is not, never was, and never could be. Get that through your thick heads. This is a constitutional republic where your vote counts is on a local level. You can elect local officials and state officials. Above that, you have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. The federal government has no jurisdiction within the states. Listen to me carefully. The federal government has no jurisdiction within the territorial boundaries of the states, and therefore cannot request you to vote, nor can your vote count. You vote for your local officials, city, county, and state. That's as far as your vote counts, period. Oh, I know, I'm really making some of you mad right now. You're jumping up and hopping around on one leg and hitting, bouncing off the wall. Who is this guy? How dare he say that? I dare it, ladies and gentlemen, because I have a brain and I use it, which is more than I can say for most of you. And we heard from our callers, people who are not stupid people, but they are ignorant. They're probably some of the best people you could ever meet or know in your life, and their calls represented the majority of this audience. Some of them knew exactly where I'm going, but I wouldn't let them say it because it would have defeated the purpose of the first half of the broadcast. Some of them understood that their vote was futile, but they didn't really know why. And some of them really honestly believe that their vote is going to help elect the next president of the United States of America. And I'm telling you right now, nothing could be farther from the truth. This is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Understand that. And understand that you are citizens of sovereign states, not citizens of the United States, unless you live in a territory or in the 10-mile square area known as Washington, D.C., are within the boundaries of dockyards, forts, things of that nature, where the actual land has been deeded to the federal government, but more important, jurisdiction has been ceded and deeded by the legislature of the state upon which that land sits, or within whose boundaries that land sits. Outside of those areas, the federal government has absolutely no jurisdiction, and you have no say in what the federal government does. The contract is not between the people and the federal government. It's between the states and the federal government. I hate to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, but the states elect the president, not you. And here's how they do it. It's a shame that so many people who profess to be so intelligent and so well educated and so knowledgeable can't obtain a copy of a very short document written by geniuses who understood the English language better than any of us ever will, who penned the greatest document ever to come from the mind of man, that set men free upon the face of this earth for the first time in the history of the world, and set up checks and balances so that a democracy of uneducated, ignorant voters could not determine the future of this country. They didn't want a mob of ignorant people to determine who led this nation. And they outlined exactly how it was to operate in Article 2 of the Constitution for the United States of America. It is not the Constitution of the United States of America. It's the Constitution for the United States of America. If you don't believe me, read it. Article 2, Section 1. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and, together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. You know what that means? That means I am now going to tell you how the president is elected, and he cannot be elected in any other manner. Listen carefully. It's going to shock some of you. Some of you may even have a heart attack hearing this. So before I start, get someone, if you have a weak heart and you really are upset about this so far, to call your doctor and have them on standby. Each state shall appoint. Listen to me carefully. Each state shall appoint. In such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress, but no senator or representative or person holding an office of trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for two persons, of whom one at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves, and they shall make a list of all the persons voted for and of the number of votes for each, which list they shall sign and certify and transmit sealed to the seat of the government of the United States, directed to the President of the Senate. The President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all the certificates, and the votes shall then be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes shall be the President. If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if there be more than one who have such majority, and have an equal number of votes, then the House of Representatives shall immediately choose by ballot one of them for president. And if no person have a majority, then from the five highest on the list, the said House shall, in like manner, choose the president. So all this stuff about getting signatures and getting put on the state ballot for the popular vote, it's all bullshit. It's all crap. It's a lie. No one has to register for anything. No one has to have any certain number of signatures. No one has to get on a state ballot. The electors are free to vote for whomever they wish. Has nothing to do with the popular election, has nothing to do with who is nominated by the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or the Reform Party or anything else. The electors may choose whomever they want in any way that they want. They are free to vote for whoever they want. They're free to elect me president if they want. No state can make any law to the contrary. In the law, no state can make any law which contradicts the Constitution for the United States of America. The way the president is elected is exactly the way I have just read to you, and in no other manner is it ever done. The popular election is a fraud. It's a lie. It's a scam. It's designed to make you believe this is a democracy, so that if they have the majority of the votes for whomever they choose to put in the White House and destroy this country, they blame it up on you because, quote, you elected them, unquote. The truth is, you had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. Not now, not yesterday, not last year, not 20 years ago, not 100 years ago, and not in November. That's the truth of the matter. This nation was set up so that the people elected their local officials. They sent their representatives to their state house. Their state House determined the relationship between the state and the federal government. Up until an amendment was passed, the senators were appointed by the legislatures of the state, not elected by the people, so that there would be a balance, a check and balance in place to make sure that the sovereignty of each individual state was never destroyed by the federal government. This is a nation of sheep who think they are Americans but know absolutely nothing of what an American is or what this government is or how it runs or how it's supposed to run. And now I hear people saying, well, if I don't vote, I can't complain. That's not true. In a constitutional republic, it doesn't matter whether you vote or not. The Constitution is there to protect each individual from the tyranny of government. Every individual, whether they vote or not, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they are handicapped, whether they are blind, whether they are the governor of a state or the poorest member of a state, their rights are protected. And their place in this nation is secure. But the scum-sucking, lying, jackbooted, Nazi, thug, puke-faced, socialist, pig commies in government now are destroying all of that. And the way they're destroying it is by rearranging your brain cells so you don't understand or even give a damn about how any of it works. And you've all been lied to. You've all been taught that the law is something that's complicated. You couldn't possibly understand it, so don't you dare go and look. And you fall right into that. The supreme law of the land is the Constitution for the United States of America. It dictates what the government is and what it is not, what it can do and what it cannot do, what powers it has and what powers it does not have. And what powers it does not have rest with the states or to the people. It's really very simple. The Constitution for the United States is 7 short, very clear, very well written, and easily understandable articles. And you're all so damn scared of reading it. You're all so scared of picking up this little bitty document and reading it so that you'll know who you are and what this nation is and how it's supposed to operate. Instead of the lies and the scam and the frauds and the con that you're subjected to on a daily basis. And whoever they put in the White House will have carte blanche to do whatever he or she wishes to do because you elected them. Oh boy, you guys have you've really done it this time. I gotta tell you, it's amazing. Shocking, isn't it? See, folks, it doesn't matter whether you vote or not vote. It doesn't make one bit of difference in this entire world. Not one. And whether you vote or not vote, the same person is going to be in that White House that they want in the White House. No matter what you say or do about it. Your chance to do something about it is on a local level. In your state house. Elect patriots to your state legislature and as your governor. And if you don't, the enemy will occupy those places of power because that's where the power really is. The phones are open again, 520-333-4578. Now let's hear what you think about it. If it made you angry, that's fine, call. As long as you're polite, you know, I won't hang up on you. If you're not polite, that's when you get gone. 520-333-4578. If you don't like what I said, don't take it out on me. Tell it to Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, and all the boys. Good evening, you're on the air.
That was very excellent. That's completely 100% correct.
Yeah.
And
shocking, isn't it?
That's something the kids should be taught in high school. I know I was. I don't know what they're doing these days.
I was too. We had a class called civics.
Yeah, everybody knew about the electoral college when I was in high school. I have no idea what they know now.
But, yeah.
Very good work, though. Continue on.
Thank you.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Boy, wait till Myrna Udall hears about this. She'll probably be in the hospital for 6 months. I hope not. She's a fine lady, but she's deluded. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Nice to see you tonight. Good show.
Thank you.
I wouldn't vote for any of them. And one of the things I think that needs to be brought
up. Well, wait a minute. You missed the whole point.
What?
It wouldn't matter if you did or not.
Well, I know that. I understand that. But here's the issue. They have to have the votes to keep their scam going.
They have to have the votes to make you believe that what they do has been mandated by the people.
Okay, if the voting drops.
Doesn't matter whether it drops. If only two people vote, they both vote for one person, they were elected by a mandate of the people. And they can say, the people elected this person, it's the people's fault. They wanted us to do this, and that's what they're doing because they elected us.
That's exactly correct.
If only two people in the whole country voted.
Well,
that's exactly what they would say, because nobody counts the votes. Nobody cares. And the media doesn't report votes. They report percentages. So that you'll never know that people aren't voting anymore.
Well, have a good night. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Why do you think they shifted to percentages, folks? Because they don't want you to know that nobody gives a damn anymore. People are so disillusioned in this country that most people aren't even voting anymore. In the last mayoral election in Los Angeles, California, less than 6% of the eligible voters voted, and the percentage of eligible voters compared to the population that could have been eligible to vote had they registered was only about 40%. So that means nobody elected the mayor of Los Angeles. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is Scott again from New York.
Hi, Scott.
The point, though, is that the electors are under some pressure. That pressure is public opinion.
No, they're not under any pressure because the public doesn't even know who the hell they are.
That is true.
Do you know who the electors in your state are?
No, but...
And they know that. So they vote any way they want to and go home and sleep and feel good because most people don't even know that electors elect the president, don't even know electors exist. They think the popular vote elects the president. And if you're voting on computers, the number is skewed to make you believe that you elected the guy that's in the White House, whether the vote came out that way or not. And not only that, but you don't even get to pick who runs. It's picked by other people. So it doesn't really matter who wins or loses. It's still their man.
Has anybody ever done a study state by state to determine what the popular vote was and if the electors decision comported with that?
Not that I know of.
Right, that would be the test. And in Republican terms,
the test wouldn't mean a thing today if you're voting on computers.
Right.
Once you make a vote, you don't know where that electron went and you don't know if the vote count is accurate or if it was skewed in the software or some point along the line to make sure that who they want in the White House got the number of votes that they needed to make the people think that they elected them.
When that was instituted, Bill, the idea was that if there was a tumultuous time and some Democrat demagogue ran amok, that there was an insulation between the federal government and that.
That's right. I'm not complaining about the method that the founding fathers put into operation to elect the president.
Right.
My point is that the American people don't have a... Well, I almost did it.
Yeah, that's absolutely...
I almost said that word. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. They don't know what's going on. They are falling into the hands of the communists of the world, and they are about... You see... We're not being invaded from without. There's nobody in this whole world that could take this country by military force or any other way. We're being destroyed from within by subversive forces in this country, and the American people are so damn stupid, they don't have a clue.
Absolutely true. I'll clear the line.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that's it. I hope you've all learned something. Get a copy of the Constitution and read the damn thing. It's short. It's easy. It's simple. It's written in English, not Swahili. Read Patriots by Langguth. Langguth. Read it. For once in your life, please figure out who you are, where we came from, why we're here, what it's all about. Learn what America is and what Americans are, and damn it, either get with the program or get the hell out. Because there's going to be a civil war. And I got to tell you something, folks. If we don't straighten this out peacefully by understanding these things, a lot of people are going to die. And neither side is going to accept fence sitters. You're going to get the dog crap kicked out of you. And you don't even have a clue that these things are on the horizon. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. May God save this great republic. The only nation in the world that ever set people free and gave them a chance. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you with my heart and soul. If you know someone that you think needs to hear this broadcast, in 2 hours, it will be on our website on the internet. That's williamcooper.net. williamcooper.net.
Like a ghost, you're so rude. And when we play the same guitar,